There is yet more fallout following the allegations of sexual harassment against Brooklyn Assembly member Vito Lopez. Leaders from a number of community groups had a message for Lopez today when they assembled on the steps of City Hall. WBAI's Rebecca Miles was there and files this report.
Embattled Brooklyn Assemblyman Vito Lopez, who's facing allegations of sexually harassing some of his staff, released a statement saying he believes the people should decide who represent them, referring to a primary election for his assembly seat on September the 13th. A number of his constituents, joining a total of 15 men, were on the steps of New York City Hall today.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, Vito's gotta go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, Vito's gotta go. Hey, hey.
The men work at community groups like Connect and Community Drive Solutions, which devise programs for men and boys on how to prevent violence against women. Juan Ramos is the founder and president of Community Drive Solutions.
We must send a message to Vito Lopez today. His being in office will never allow for the progress of women to take place as long as he's one of those legislators legislating whenever anything comes across his table that has to do with women's rights or women's issues. It is for this reason that we stand together as men today, calling on his resignation, calling on other men around the city to join the efforts of curbing the violence against women in the workplace that's taking place. And keep in mind again, this isn't the first time we hear of this, but this is an opportunity that we can take to call for this resignation of this man who needs to be held accountable and not be given another free pass like he's been given in the last several weeks. We cannot continue to pay off women to be silent. We cannot continue to sit on the sidelines as men while abusers get away with what they do to women. We also want to send a message to those elected officials who are friends of the assemblymen, who are cohorts of the assemblymen. We have to send them a message that their silence only excuses his behavior. So we're calling on all those men who sit by his side at meetings, who legislate on his behalf, who he has mentored, to step out and come out into the front of this issue and take a stance for their constituents and the women in their community and say no more. And no more means starting with the accountability put on the assemblyman from Brooklyn, Vito Lopez, and this is why we're asking for his resignation today.
Mr. Lopez represents the Assembly neighborhood of Bushwick, a position he's held since 1985, winning 14 elections. He's accused by several former female staffers of sexual harassment, although Lopez denies the allegations. Two women settled their claims with Mr. Lopez and the state for $135,000 in a deal arranged by the Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. Two other women took their complaints, including a claim that he had touched one of them inappropriately, to the Assembly ethics investigators who backed up their allegations, prompting Mr. Silver to oust Mr. Lopez from his influential Housing Committee post. Silver told reporters he had privately told Lopez to resign his seat, but added Lopez couldn't be forced from his seat unless he's convicted. State Senator Chuck Schumer told reporters today he'd asked Silver to see if there's a legal way to have the Assembly remove him. Also joining today's press conference was David Galaza from La Casita Comunal in Sunset Park, Brooklyn.
Not long ago in Sunset Park, you all remember, the media was really on top of this. I think it was last summer. There were all kinds of posters all over the community, posters not unlike this.
Galaza held aloft a poster with Wanted and an image of Vito Lopez and the caption, "For committing crimes against women."
That we're looking for sexual predators, a number of them. They were groping women, sexually assaulting women, doing all kinds of criminal acts, committing all kinds of criminal acts against young ladies, against older ladies, against students, against immigrants in Sunset Park. And they were in subway stations, and they were in street corners, these posters. They were in stores. Elected officials came out and condemned it, said that we were going to do all kinds of things to catch these predators. Why is there such a deadly silence now from some of these same elected officials calling for not only the resignation, but then again also the prosecution and conviction of a sexual predator that is supposed to be a high-ranking legislator in Brooklyn? That's unacceptable and unexcusable. And I'm happy that brothers like Juan and David Lopez and all these brothers around me from other parts of the city have stepped up and say, we can't tolerate this. And it's not enough for just legislators to think that they can get away with this. We know that in certain cases, police officers commit acts, criminal acts, and get away with it. We know that in certain instances, judges commit criminal acts and get away with it. We know now also that politicians commit certain criminal acts and get away with it. Ladies and gentlemen, we know that there's only one set of laws and rules that govern this city, that govern this state, that govern this country. Just because you're a police officer that's supposed to enforce the rules doesn't mean that you can violate those same rules. Just because you're a politician that writes these laws doesn't mean that you can violate these same laws. Just because you're a judge that's supposed to prosecute and convict people for violating these laws doesn't mean that you can get away with violating these same laws. Vito Lopez, for all intents and purposes, is a sexual predator. He should be treated as such. He should not be in office. He should be convicted. He should be prosecuted. He should be serving time, because if it was any one of us, and you've seen faces like ours on these kinds of signs, the full weight of the criminal justice system would be thrown at us. Do the same for Vito Lopez. Do the same for Vito Lopez. Vito should be resigned. He should be tried. He should be convicted. He should serve time.
A criminal investigation probe is being headed by a special prosecutor, Staten Island District Attorney Don Donovan, and a number of non-profits, including the National Organization for Women and good government group Citizens Union, last week called for a full investigation by the State Joint Commission on Public Ethics. They met behind closed doors today for nearly 2 hours. For WBAI's Evening News, this is Rebecca Miles reporting.